Today's daf is Maseches Sanhedrin, daf Samach Dalet. We're holding on Samach Dalet Omid Aleph at the Tashma, which is six lines down. So we were in the middle of discussing whether the real drive for Avodah Zarah among Bnei Yisrael was only Lahatir Lehem Arayot B'Farhesya, or whether there was indeed a specific deep attachment to Avodas Kochavim per se. So we brought two rayas against the assertion that it was only a din in Avodah, that they really didn't want Avodah Zarah, they only wanted Arayot B'Farhesya. And we're coming now to the third, Toshma. Vayizaku Bekol Gadol El Hashem Elokehem. So what happened over here when they came back to build the second Beit HaMikdash, so it says in Nehemiah that they made a great meeting and they brought everybody together, and they called out, and it says that they called out in some kind of tefillah. It doesn't say particularly what was exactly the content of that tefillah, my amun. Says the Gemara, we can actually learn my Omer from the story in Zechariah, which was also at the same time, so that we can see exactly what was going on by the references of Zechariah to the response in the Shamayim to this tefillah. What was it that they said? Omer of Yudah v'itemer of Yonatan. They said, Baya, Baya, ay, 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 haynu di'achra ve'lebeita, v'kaya le'chola, v'katlinu le'tzadiki, the same Avodah Zarah that caused us, same Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, that caused us so much tzoras that it destroyed the Beit HaMikdash and burned down the Heichal and killed all of the tzaddikim and threw Yisrael out of its land. This is insane. And we come back after the Shnod of the Golos in Bavel. This is nonsense. But if that's not going to help, so then there's no point. There's nothing we're going to be able to do against this Yetzer Hara, clearly. So, Klum Yavite Lan, they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was there any other reason that you gave us this Yetzer Hara, El Kabula Be'agra? It was because you want us to be Makabal Sachar in fighting the Yetzer Hara? Lo Yubinan, Velo Agribinan, we're Meichel. We don't want the Yetzer Hara, we don't want the Schar of the Yetzer Hara. It's not really doable. Botar. So Botar de Avikube, that answers the Gemara, that is not Akasha. It's talking about after there was already Avik, as we answered the other two questions. I mean, it's clear from here, there's nothing they could do about the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah per se. So, I mean, apparently they were very, very much desirous of Avodah Zarah, which seems to run counter to what we said yesterday. There was only an order to be Matir Arayot. But here too we're saying Botar de Avikube. After they already had become used to Avodah Zarah, it takes a hold of your mind. Fills your mind up with dust. Avikube. So now you become attached to it. Okay. Anyway, but to continue this story. So once already we started, I mean, that way we don't really need the rest of the story. But once we already started the story, we might as well see what happened to this tefillah. So anyway, Yat v'tlata yumi b'tanita, they spent 3 days in a tanit. And Bo Rachme, they were mitpalel that they should be zoche to destroy the Yetzer for Avodah Zarah. Nafalu pitko mirakia daviktiv be emet. And a piece of parchment fell down from the sky on which it said emet, which they took to be the haskama min hashamayim, keilu the melech gevayachot, was chotem on what it is that the Am had decided. Omar Rabbi Chanina shma mina chotamosh lakadosh baruch hu emet. Apparently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own signature is the word truth. So, Nafa Kiguria Denura Mibet Kodesh HaKadoshim, they found that the Yetzer Hara had been inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim all along, and it was in the shape of a lion that was made out of pure fire. Amarlu Navi LeYisrael, so this is where Zechariah turns to Yisrael, is how we figure this whole story out. Vayomer Zot HaRish'ah, that's her! Grab it! Vayashlech Ota Otoch Haifa. So now it says in the pasuk, it continues on that they threw it inside of a container. But the Navi had saw immediately that that was actually the Yetzer Avodah Zarah, and that's the body that got tafsi. So they went to grab it. They grabbed it, and ishtamet binita mina, and one of the hairs of the lion was pulled out as they were grabbing it, and it screamed. V'yozakale ba'arba me'aparse. For 400 parsos, you could hear the crying of this poor little tzagure. It's a little lion. It's not a grown-up lion. It was very sad. So it was like a kitty, you know. So they said, oh boy, this is terrible. It's going to make those kind of noises. Hey, so how are we supposed to destroy the whole thing? I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hear all these cries. Clearly, Mishamayim Merachmi Aleh, they're going to have Merachmim on it, and the Shamayim, they're going to let us get rid of it. Now's the chance. What do we do? So Zechariah told them, Amar Le Navi, should you do to the Avra? Make a lead container to stop the radiation, and then Kasyua Be'Avra, and cover it over with lead. And that way, none of this noise is going to get out. The Shayef Kala, because it's a great, lead is going to absorb all of the noise. Tichtiv, where do we see all of this? Because this is Zechariah. Zotarisha. Apparently the Navi was pointing out to something that was evil. Zotarisha. Vayashlechot al tocha eifa. So then they threw that into this container. Vayashlechot even al ferret al pia. They took lead. They put a large stone of lead on top of it. So apparently the Eitza had been to cover it with lead. Anyway, okay, so they figured, okay, that takes care of that. Now we don't have any problem with Avodah Zarah. The other things that's messing us up around here is Arias. That's something's got to be done about that. So it's apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side. We're able to get rid of all of the Yetzirah. Let's take care of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, for Arayot. So Niboy Rachme Yitzir Davera. Let's also get rid of the Yetzirah for Avera. Every Avera in Chazal is always meant in terms of Arayot. So Bo Rachame, Zerub Mispal again, Imser B'Yadayu, and that Yetzer was also given into their hands. And the Warren Yuma says the Yetzer warned them that don't be too hasty, because if you destroy me, you destroy the world. So they were afraid, maybe he's telling the truth. They decided they'll give it a test for 3 days. So Chavshu Klat the Yuma says they tied it up for 3 days to see what would happen. Imbyoi Beata Bat Yuma Lachola Velashka, but they needed a fresh egg. For a cola, they couldn't find a fresh egg because all reproductive processes had stopped. So they couldn't get even an egg that had already been ready to be laid wasn't laid. So there was no, okay. So now they said, well, so what are we going to do? I mean, we get rid of this, we're going to destroy the future. So, Eichinavi, should we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, just take away the bad part? They don't do that in the Shemayim. It's an all or nothing deal as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned. I mean, you want to function, you got to function with it. You can't function without it. Sort of like women in general, you know? Can't live with them, can't live without them, right? So, what can we do? So they decided they'll wound it a little bit. So kachlina liene, they put kachal into the inayim, which partially blinded it. And that worked a little bit. I mean, at least the honey bed lo igri inish pikrovate, that except in, the mountains, you know.
The Appalachians.
So at least people are not after all their own relatives. But other arayot, they weren't able to do anything about. Yes?
Was that a good thing that they got rid of the Yitzhar?
It was terrible. Whatever. There was no choice. They understood it was a terrible thing. What do you mean? It was destroying the whole purpose of the world.
No, to go to Avodah Zarah.
Obviously, it was terrible. They just said, look, what are we supposed to do? I mean, if you take the fire out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's obviously no more energy left in Avodas Hashem either. It's the same way that's without sex, you don't reproduce. Without the Yetzer of Avodas Zarah, you don't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam said in the Hakdamah to the Murnavuchim. Listen, you know, you guys are getting all upset about what I write. Believe me, what you find in the Gemara is much, much worse. That's he says, I don't say anything that isn't beferish in Chazal, except you don't know how to read. That's all. He says, and I know you're going to say, how come we don't see that in Chazal? He says, even worse, he says, well, I'll tell you why. Because you're Muslims. That's what he says. He's been living with Muslims so long, and I've said, yeah, how to read a Gemara. You know what Chazal is talking about. Okay, so obviously over here, the Gemara is saying the entire drive for Avodas Hashem is precisely the same as the entire drive. The drive for Avodah Zarah lies behind that drive. That's the Rambam's always Pirish. Why is this mitzvah? Why is this always connected? That drive towards Avodah Zarah. It's exactly, everybody screams at the Rambam, how can you say such a thing that it's only a use of drives for Avodah Zarah? Oh, the Ferish of Gemara. That's the whole point of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's driven by this. It's exactly the same way that the reproductive drives are behind all that energy, creativity, and so on. It's precisely the same issue. Amr of Yidam Rav, Maaseh Benochrit Achat, Shaita Chola Biyoter, there was this Goyish woman who was extremely ill. So she prayed, Amra, Im Tamod Ayi Isha Micholya, if that woman, referring to herself, Zoycha to get better, I don't know which of the gods it is, I'll worship all of them. I will worship all the gods. So Amdaval Khala Kolavadazarashabalam. Alright, so she's going around to do her Bibakimer Neder. Kiman she giala poor, so she comes out to the poor church. So Sha'alala Komrim, so what do? Bamav Dimlazu. Amrullah, it's very simple. Ochlintra dim, you eat a bunch of beets till you get diarrhea. And then Shotim Shekhar, you take fresh beer, that really messes up your insides. And then you got such horrible diarrhea, you just go matrizin bifanaya. Just shoot it all out in front of the Avodah Zarah. She said, never mind, I'd rather go back to having cancer. That's already, forget about it. So it continues, Rabbi Yehuda, to say, Atem Beit Yisrael in Ankes. This woman had enough sense to understand she'd rather have cancer than do that. But Bnei Yisrael is not like that, no? Hanitzmadim lebalpor. The Torah calls you the ones who are nitzmadim. Nitzmadim is a lashon of tight fitting. Kitzamit patil. So it's like you put a tight fitting on a barrel. That is difficult to pull off. Whereas when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, atem advekim l'Hashem Elokechem, it's stuck. You know, like two figs get stuck to each other. Two dates get stuck to each other. You just pull them apart, you know. So when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're like a little bit of, child's glue. When it comes to the Baal Peor, so now already you're talking about super glue. Okay. In the brighter, it's medayik the opposite. Because nitzmadim is also tzamid. Tzamid is a bracelet. A bracelet is never stuck. You're always able to turn the bracelet around. It's usually loose. So therefore, they darshan like this. Hanitzmadim lebaal par tzamid. Ayadisha. It's the way a woman wears a bracelet, which is loose. It wasn't any real connection to baal par. But atem advekim b'Hashem Elokechem is dafka dvukim mamash. Very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanur Rabbanu Maaseh was a famous taxi driver in the time. His name was Sabata. He was a member of the Alice taxis. Shizkir Chamorola Nochritza. He was doing a guided tour for some Goyish woman. So anyway, he's driving around. Kim and she yell at Pa'or, so they're passing by the Pa'or church. So she says, just keep the meter running. I'm just going to run in for a minute. Amtenache Kanez Vetze. So Leachashi Yatsa said, when she comes out of the church, he says to her, you know what, I'll go in too. Hold on, wait for me. Afat Amtini Achek Anezveit say, Amrala, wait a minute, aren't you Jewish? Lo Yudiata, Amrala Maich Patlech, let me do what I want to do. Nichnas Pa'ar Befanav, and then he figured he'll use the nose of the Pa'ar to clean himself with. So Kinach Bechotmo. So the priests were so overjoyed, they said, oh my God, nobody in all these years ever figured out what a fantastic new Aveda. Nobody ever had that deep insight into how to worship the Poor. So that Poor Atzmo, that's Avodato. They were, actually, Yad Ramah learns that the Maisa of the taxi driver was Mechaving for Bizui. But that's not the others learned that it was a continuation previous. So even though his kavana is to be mevaze, but nonetheless, that's the avodah. Tosis has a very serious question over here. If we're talking about mi'ava, mi'ira, we said that you're potter. So kol shekein, where the rotzav is to be mevaze. I mean, how can you learn over here that you would be chayev even if he's mechaven to be mevaze? So Tosus learns, it's very dochuk, that it's talking about that he wants to be ovated through being mevaze, but his intent is bizoyan. In other words, not that this is its Aveda. In his mind, he wants to do an Aveda of Bizoyan, Bedavka, and not that it's a Hit'alut. So the people that really worship Poor believe that this is a great Kovod, because it's an Einod Milvadai, and the presence of God is even in the bathroom, and so on. He wants to be Mavazah. That's a Tosis learns. It's a very, very difficult approach. Lamaisa, there are other ways of understanding the sugya, which is that even though he wants to be mechaven it for bizui, his kavana is that he's doing this because it's an avodah zarah. You see, if you learn the sugya of the, I wasn't here unfortunately this time around, but you can hear it the previous time around, we went through all the different shitas. So the sheet of the Rambam is remarkably, that when it says me, Ava, Mira, means from Ava of the God. And from Yira of the God, and they're your potter. Everybody scream, what do you mean they're your potter? That's the biggest Aveda. It's the Ava of the God. What are you, crazy? How could that possibly mean that? The point of the Rambam is that you're not worshiping it because it's a God. You're worshiping it because you're in love with it. So somebody's in love with Venus de Milo. I don't know, people get turned on by different things. No. Or you worship a piece of music, you're in love with a piece of music. If it's Aveda Zara, so then that's the question. Your intent is not the kavana for the Aveda Zara, but for the thing about it that perhaps people worship. But you don't believe it's a god. So that's how the Rambam is understood. It's me, Ava, you're of the thing. That's how he understands the whole Gemara about Haman. They made Haman of Aveda Zara. People are scared of him. So the other Rishonim learned they worshipped Haman as an Aveda Zara because they were scared that Haman would kill them. He learns that. The point is that a source of power, you act as if he has power. Doesn't really have power. Okay, but that itself, if he used that as an Aveda Zara. So, according to Rambam, it's not even a problem over here. Because when it says that he did it over here, Bederach B'Zayin, he did it because it's an Aveda Zara, Bederach B'Zayin. That's something else. Over there, he's not doing it because it's an Aveda Zara. It's a B'chlal not Nogia, the Sugyas. Now, he's not pushed into the Dochuk of Taisus here. In any of, Ellie spoke about it? Good. Okay, fine. Continues the Gemara. So that would be, even if he's Bechavin the Bizui, the same thing is true of Azarik Evan the Merkulis. Somebody throws a stone to the Merkulis. So he may have in Kavon, he wants to stone it. The Afapike. That's the Avoida. Zoe Avodato, Avagav the Bechavin the Mirgame. Now, the Menashe was once going along, Azulabay Turka. Amrulo Avodazara Yidikayala. They said to him, it's an Avodazara over there. So Shaka Pisa, he takes a piece of dirt and Shadabay, and he throws it on the Avodazara. Amrulo, they said to him, well, what are you doing? It's a Merkulis. So if you're throwing it on it, then that's its Aveda. Amalu, no, I wasn't over it yet. It says Azorek Evan Limerkulis. Limerkulis means that you have to have in Kavona to be Machabedit. You're presenting it as a gift, Limerkulis. Whereas I was not doing that, I was throwing it on the Merkulis to be circulate. They came to ask the Beit HaMidrash, is that true? That it's not considered to be an Isser? What he did? Amrulo Azorek Oven Ber Merkulis. It's not true. The Zrika is on the Merkulis, not as a presentation to Merkulis. In Memela, it's not an act of presentation, the stoning of Merkulis. It really is a stoning. So then. So Afagav, the Mechavin Lemirgame, even though his intent was entirely to stone it. So when they told him the Pesach, he said, so I should go and take it away. I mean, even if I can't be Misaki, but at least there shouldn't be Nene from the stone that's there. So Ezel Ashkelon, Amrulei, they told him, Echad Anotla, Echad Anotna Chayav. Taking the stone away is also an Aveda. And if you take the stone away, it's as if you're making place now for more people to be able to be Mishtatef, and that's part of the way of being Aveda. Because everyone now is, takes one away, leaves place for more zorkim.
Isn't it a big Kaaba stone that the Muslims have, like they throw stones at it?
Oh, that's right. That's weird. You're right. Dear President, Hanotein Mizar Olam Olach, you seem to have had a very unrestful Shabbos. There's no energy there. Either the Torah, the challenge dragging you down, or the shear was no good. Energetic. That's a post Shabbos Mishnah. Hanotein Mizaro Lamolach. Eno Chayav. The next case. Next case was the Skila was Hanotein Mizaro Lamolach. Which is a little strange because, I mean, the Mishnah began with Haveda Avodah Zarah and then it says Hanotein Mizaro Lamolach. So just an example of Avodah Zarah that the Gemara is going to discuss. But in any event, how is one over in such a way that he's chayav skila to notim mizar lamala? Ino chayav achi yimsar lamala. It's not enough to be ma'avir. You have to actually hand over the child to the molach, which consists of giving it over to the priests of the molach. Ya'avir be'esh, and then the child actually has to be passed through the fire. But if masar lamolach v'lo avir be'esh, where avir be'esh v'lo masar lamolach, eno chayav achim sur lamolach v'ya'avir be'esh. So there needs to be... No, we'll see in the Gemara. So that's the Gemara. I don't get the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah says Avodah Zarah, which includes any Avodah Zarah, right? So it says HaOved Avodah Zarah, and then it says Anotein Mizarah LaMolach. What's the point of saying Molach separately? Gotani Molach. Omer Ebovim. That shows this points out. Obviously, at the end of the Mishnah, we talk about various things. At the end, we talk about Pa'or, Merkulis. So you can't ask the Kasha over there, because over there we're coming to explain the crazy things that you do to them. But that's at the end, after we go through all of the various dinim. Over here, it's talking about the beginning of the Mishnah. Where over there, it only mentions Aveda Avodah Zarah, Vanotein Mizara LaMolach, without saying a word about Pa'or, Merkulis, and so on. So that clearly it's not part of the description. How is one Oved the Molach? In the same way that how is one Oved the Pa'or is a description later on. Here it's part of the list. Why would we list it separately from the Avodah Zarah? Omre Bavin, clearly our Tana holds that the Molach is not an Avodah Zarah. So Tanan Kaman Yomer Molach Lav Avodah Zarah. And in fact, it's a Machloket Tanaim. Titania. Echad lemolach ve'echad leshar avodah zarah chayav. When somebody does this, he's chayav because the molach is also an avodah zarah. So if the molach is an avodah zarah, what is the point of the Torah mentioning again ma'avri mizara lemolach? I know that already from echa yavdu aguim eilat Elohim ve'sechen gamani. So I know that that's included in avodah kedarka. Therefore, according to Rebbe Eliezer. According to the Tanakhama, the Chiev must be, that it's coming to tell me, that this is the equivalent of Zivuach. It's a type of Aveda that's done as a universal Aveda, to Aveda Zorah, and therefore it means to be extended from the Moloch to anything else. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, no, it's Gufa coming to tell me a new Halacha that's not included in Aveda Zorah, and only lemolach chayav, but shalom lemolach patur, because it's dafka a new iser in the Torah to be maver benol molach, where the molach is not a representation of God, but it's not meant as an avodah zarah at all. It's meant to be some type of right. It's a right, maybe a nature right, but it's a right that is not nogea worship of other powers in the world. And therefore, the Torah needs to set this aside, as you sacrifice Ov and Yidoni and the Chiyuvim that the Torah gives, which are connected to this type of thinking that is Avodah Zarah oriented, but it's not that there's a particular Avodah Zarah like this. So too, Molach is one of those dinim that are included in the overall Chukot Akum. And at this particular Chuk, the Torah was very makbid. It was Machayev Skila. But it's not because it's an Avodah Zarah. Well, therefore, you cannot ask, so what was the point of saying Ma'avrim and Alamalach? Because otherwise I wouldn't know it. Because it's not an Avodah Zarah.
Well, it's not a name of
No. There's the general sense of Malchut in the world. So that you have to take your children and to recognize that there's rule and law and order and structure in the world. And that falling off to either side, you fall into the fire. You know, the old song from Les Mis. The flames. I think it's also a Hasidic song. The world is some kind of bridge or something. Geshur Tzarmaot. And on either side, you fall into the flames. That's what they did. They made a Geshur Tzarmaot. And then if you fall off into the flames. You want to give the child that sense of placement in a world of law and order. Love it or leave it. Fine. Says Amar Abaye, you should know that this machlokas is also a machlokas in another issue that's based on this. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says over here that the Moloch is not Avodah Zarah, and Rabbi Hanina ben Antigna said the same thing. Because Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, we just said that he holds it's a din dafka in the Moloch, not in the Moloch because you don't have an extra pasuk. Rabbi Hanina ben Antigna also said that the Tanya, Rabbi Hanina ben Antigna somer. What is it? Why does the Torah use that word molach? To tell you that it's not a particular thing. It's molach. Koshim luchu aleim. Avinu tzror, afilu kis. You want to set up, you take a stone, or take a straw. Doesn't matter. Rav says, that's not the point. It's not because the molach is not an avodah zarah. Rav is saying they're not saying the same thing at all. The question over here is whether you can set up such a thing as a molach kavua. There's a big difference between them. They're not at all saying the same thing. It's not necessarily true that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon would say this. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon may agree that there's maybe a particular image or something that represents the Moloch, even though it's not about Azara. You can't just arbitrarily take something and say, okay, let's just go through the rite today. And no, I mean, that's already a different idea. Maybe they agree about this, the question whether it's an avodah zarah, but certainly not saying the same thing. This is a tremendous chiddush to say you could take a tzor and a kisei.
Does that have anything to do with being long-lasting by the mission? If I took a piece of metal, it's a statue,
it would have to be... Kisei is long-lasting. I understand what
you mean. It's not, I'm saying.
But a tzor is. Omer Rabbiana. Eino chayav, when the mission says, you have to be meiser, you have to be neisein as b'nai. It doesn't mean you put it into the hands of some kind of image. It means that there's these people who are in charge of this rite, and you have to hand the child over to them. It doesn't say, don't be ma'avir. It says, lo titein la'avir. So it means that you have to actually hand over the child, and that's part of the rite that the Torah is makbid on. Tani rami achi, yochol ha'avir v'lo masar. You might think if you pass the child between the fire, and you didn't hand the child over to the Mishorasim, that that's sufficient. And how about if you were Masar Lamolech, but you weren't Mavir? So in the end, they didn't do their job. So you might think you're Chayah for the Mesira. Talmud Lomar Lehavir. Lehavir, the Tan understands, doesn't mean that the purpose of the Netinah was Lahavir, but Lahavir that the Netinah ends up becoming a Lahavir. That's how the Tana understands the nature of the Pasuk. Masar ve'avir, now how about if you did that not to the Molech? So Masar ve'avir shalom la'molech. Yoko yechayav, tamud omar la'molech. And how about if you're Masar and you were Ma'avir to the Molech, but you didn't use fire? So you went through the rite to explain the idea of Gesher Tzar Ma'od and so on, but you didn't put a fire on either side. So that you don't have, that's such a beautiful song. I don't know if you guys are Bucky and Lamiz, but it's like, it's said with such drama, you know? No? That's the whole Lamiz. That's the Midas Adin. This guy's chasing him and other, will chase you to the ends of the earth. You fall off. Those that fall, the flames. And Midas Adin is going to get you. Okay, so how about if you don't use the H? You know the song. Oh, yeah, I wish I had a voice to sing it. It's a beautiful song. I have to bring it in next time. Maybe show and tell. So you might think you're chayiv without the flames. No, says the Gemara, it has to be be'esh. How do I know that? Because of a zereshav in the psukim. Where does it say this? Nemar kan la'avir. V'nemar la'alon lo yimatzei b'cham ma'avir b'no vito be'esh. So b'alalon be'esh, even though here it doesn't say be'esh. But just like over there it says be'feresh be'esh, afkan be'esh. And Ma'kan, there doesn't say Ma'molach, it just says Eish. But Ma'kan Moloch, Aflalan Moloch. So the whole thing is limited to specific Avedah to the Moloch. That has to be done by Eish, that needs to be done Derech Mesira, and then Derech Avar. Om Revach, Breit Ravah, Hevir Kol Zaro Patur. If you take your entire family, all of the children, and bring them all to the Moloch, then you're Patur. Because it's only Mizaracha, Velo Kol Zaracha. This would be the case someone only has one child, or it says if you take all the children, bring them together. So otherwise you'd be chayav on the first one, because at that point it's me, Zaracha. Okay? But if it's because Zaracha one time, you'd be potter. Boy, Rav Ash, it says you're ma'avir. I mean, suppose the child is blind, so he can't walk normally. You have to lead him. So heviro summa ma'av. Or suppose he's fast asleep. Yashen ma'av. How about if it's not your child, it's your grandchild? Ben beno, ben bito, ma'av. Tifshot mia choda. Well, can't bring a riot to all of those, but at least to the question about grandchildren, we can bring a riot. D'tanya, the Braita analyzes the pasuk ki mizaro natan lamolach. Why does the Torah repeat ani etenet panai b'ishahu ki mizaro natan lamolach? Obviously, that's what it was talking about the whole time. It's talking about mizaro natan lamolach. Why does it repeat it? Ki mizaro mata bedloma. Fish and Emma, since the Torah said lo yibatzei b'cha ma'avir b'no ubito be'esh. Mashma, dafka b'no ubito. How do you know ben b'no uben bito minayin? Talmud lomar, bitito mizaro. Now wait a second. That's not what you were coming to explain. You were coming to explain the posik ki mizaro natan lamola. This posik of bitito mizaro lamola is a completely different posik. What's going on over here? You first start off Tana patach mi chi mizaro. You started off analyzing the pasuk ki mizaro natan lamola. And then you move on, Bitito Mizar Olam Malach, which is the next pasuk. It's two separate psukim. So why in the world did you switch in mid-sentence? I know, he's being ramish to you. There's another drush here. Two separate drushes. This is a drush achrino. The first thing that we learned from Ki Mizaro Natan Lamalach is any zera. Whether it's ben, bito, doesn't matter. It's Mizaro. Now I have another problem, says the Tana. Ein li ela zera kasher. How do we know somebody has a mamzer? It brings the mamzer to Moloch. That's also Yaitza. Zera pasul. What would be the din minayin? Talmud lomar bitito mizaro unnecessarily. Having given his zera, which includes even bino the mamzer. Omer Rav Yehuda, enoch chayav hayat shivirenu, derech ha'avara. Now, it has to be kiderech, the way that the rite calls for. And what is that rite? Hechi dami. Omer Abaya, well, what they did was they shragged a livni b'mitzeh. They would make like a, follow the yellow brick road right in the middle, you know. And then on either side they would have a fire burning. And the child has to walk on the yellow brick road on either side. So Nurami Agis, Nurami with the fire on either side. Of course, it doesn't get hurt. The story before was about the, not about Moloch, the story about Chizkio and so on. That was about the Elohes, Vavarim, and so on. It was different Avay. Rava says, no, that's not how it's done. It's actually done the way the kids do it on Purim. So what do they do on Purim? They make a ditch and fill the ditch in with fire. And then every kid's got to jump over the ditch. Obviously, this is on Purim. It's Keneged. The whole idea of the Moloch, and that's the... Okay, so Kimashvar to the Puria. So it's like the jump over that they do on Purim. But if you just walk through the fire on either side, that's not called a Havara. Tanya Kavasi to Rava, and we see in the Brighter that Rava is right, that it's not done through walking, it's done through jumping. Because we see over here, it says in the Brighter, Eno chayava achi yavirenu derech Havara. Hevira beregel, if you just walk over, you're potter. You see that walking over is potter. It means you need to be kofetz. Ve'eno chayav ela al yotzei yirechli, you're also not chayav, unless it's a descendant. Haketzad, b'no b'to chayav. But someone who brings his father and his mother, his sister and his brother, is patur. And how about himself? Hevira atzmo, what would be the din? Also patur. V'rabi elazar, v'rabi shimon, mechayev. We'll see where he gets that from. Furthermore, whether it's Moloch or whether it's other Avodah Zarah, he's also Chayav. No, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Omer, as we saw before, L'Moloch Chayav, Shalom L'Moloch Patur. Omer Ula, my time, the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, has Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon know that the din is to be Makriv himself, the Bavir himself, that he's Chayav? I thought it says, he told me Zaro, and it keeps stressing as Zaro Natan. Where does he get the idea that it would be on himself? Because it says, Lo Yimatze Becha. Lo Yimatze Becha is Becha Ba'atzmecha. So the additional word Becha, which is certainly unnecessary, Lo Yimatze Mafia Ben Obito. So Becha means, or you yourself, for that matter. Which again clearly indicates that the person doesn't die in this process. Otherwise, it would be a sort of waste of time to give him skila. So, v'rabanan, lo darshe becha. So, well, I just get it. You're saying, you know, that's a very good point. You're telling me the rabbanan will argue, and they say on himself he's not chayev. They don't darshe the word becha. We know that they darshe the word becha. But that's a fair shabishnah. Someone has a choice of taking care of his own avedah or avedat aviv. Shalokodemet. He has to take care of his own first. I mean, in my time. Where do we see that? Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Kra Efes Kilo Yeh Becha Evyon. And everybody agrees with this. Shelo Kodem Shoshok Kolonda. So you see what the Torah says. Becha is a hakpada on yourself. So how can you say when it says over here Lo Yimatzei Becha that it doesn't mean that? Becha Ba'atz Becha. And it says in the Gemara that is not a drasha from Becha Evyon. It's from the word Efes. Efes means a lotion of afes. It's a lotion of tzivui. See to it that lo yebecha evyon. But if it doesn't say see to it, so then we don't darsha that it means Becha is a new tzivui. Omre b'yez b'chanina. Why do we find shalosh keritot ba'avodah zarah lama? Now, until now we saw Azhara minayin, bikedarka, bishalom kedarka, from Moloch. We saw the chiyav of skila minayin. Fine. Now we wonder, but what about chiyav of karet, which is the chiyav of the korban? We don't have a Beferish Pasuk, as we saw earlier, so we don't have the Chiyuv of Karbanos. Why do we need three separate psukim, two of which actually appear by the Molech, and Yatenet Panay B'Yishahu V'chrati Oto, V'samte Yinet Panay B'Yishahu V'chrati Oto, V'chalazonim, and there's also, now here's the Machlokas Rashi tells us, what is exactly the third Pasuk? So, Rashi Taines, that the third Pasuk is Kidvar Hashem Baza V'nichreta. Tosis is very disturbed by that, because we're going to see that Kidvar Hashem Baza, there's Mandiorma that this is talking about a Mavarach Hashem, because that's in the Parsha of Megadda. And it's also Lashon of somebody, Apikaris, who's Matil Doifi, and the Droshes HaTeira, and so on, it's Dvar Hashem Baza. So Tosis suggests that the third Pasuk is also by Merla. Surprisingly. This is very strange, because we're just coming off of the Gemara that's questioning whether Molech is Bechlal of Edazara. And now it turns out we're using Molech as a primal source, the Dinim of Edazara, which, remarkably, is the only connection, Kimat, of the Novi Adoni, that we find between the Arayas directly in the Tzivri and Avodah Zarah. We know that Avodah Zarah and Arayas are completely linked, both called Tzinut. And we said even here that that's the whole point of my time, the Maisaigah. The point of Avodah Zarah is always Lahatir Arayas before Asya. The Maisa in the Parsha of Arayas, the mentioning is of Molech. And that, Tosfos Taanis, these two psukim are from Kedesh. If you take a look at Achrimot, you see that in the Parsha of Arayas, the overall Mikola Toivot, Kola Sheyasa Mikola Toivot, V'nichrita, is going back not only in the Arayot, it's going back on Molech. Remarkable. And there too, it has to do specifically with relationship. It's a question about Atatzmo, Aviv, Ima, Beno, Bito, Ben Beno, so on and so forth. Okay, so this touches really, it turns out that the Molech really does touch underlying issues that are Nogea, Bechlav, the essence of Avodah Zarah. So when we say, Lav Avodah Zarah, it's an unusual kind of thing. So no matter how you look at it, if you hold it is an Avodah Zarah, nonetheless it's central, because now it comes to define a new Avodah. You know, it's not Avodah Zarah, now it's coming to define all of the Chiyuvei Krisis in an Avodah Zarah. That's an unbelievable thing. So that's Kedai already to think about one day, maybe next week, Achrimot. So we have three. So according to Tosfos, we have three. One is an Achrimot. According to Rashi, Dvar Hashem Baza V'nichrita. Okay, so what do we need three for? So Achat L'Kedarka. So one of them is coming to tell me the Chiyuv Karet on Avodah Kedarka. Achat L'Shalok Kedarka and all those Avodot that you're chayim on Shalok Kedarka. V'achat L'Molach. And if you hold Molech, it's not an Avodah Zarah, so you need a separate Karet, because it's not included in the Dinim of Avodah Zarah. And what about, according to Man Yom, Molech is Avodah Zarah? So then, why do I have Karet B'Molech Lamali? What do I need a third Karet to tell me the Din of Molech? Ah, that's coming to tell me, L'mavir B'no, L'sholoke Dark. Because if you're telling me that the Molech is an Avodah Zarah, so that means that the Tzivoy by Molech was adding a new type of Avodah Sholoke Darka, similar to Shtachavoy or Zivuya, with other Avodah Zarahs. So that's good for what it's coming. It's the Talmud that there's a Chiyuv Karet on that. Ulaman de Amar, Megadev, is Avodah Zarah, he. She'll see him Machlokas later. So if you hold that Megadev, there it also says, Tashem Megadev V'nichrita. So if that's the case, why does it mention the V'nichrita? Lomali. It says there, actually there's two psukim, and there's V'nichrita, and then it says Ikaret, Tikaret. By Dvar Hashem Bazaar, it says Ikaret, Tikaret. When it says, Et Hashemu Megadev, it says, V'nichrata Nefesh Ayin. What do we do with that? Look at it time. Hikaret Tikaret. The double lashon of Hikaret Tikaret by Avodah Zarah is to teach me, Hikaret Olam Hazeh, Tikaret Olam Haba, Devi Rabbi Akiva. Omarla Rabbi Yishmael. Well, that's sort of weird, Rabbi Akiva, because, I mean, it does say, V'nichrata Nefesh Ayin. So then, and that's in the previous passage. V'nichrata Nefesh Ayin. So now I guess according to you, there's three Olamais. The Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, maybe Purgatory. I don't know, what's the third world that he's V'nichrita from? I mean, you're dashing all these V'nichritas. Now the Rishonim point out that this is not a kashan Rabbi Akiva at all. He's only asking on himself, as Rashi points out, what is Megadev? It's Hashemu Megadev. If Megadev is Avodah Zarah, so then you have a question of what it is that you need this additional one for. But if Megadev is a completely different thing, which Rabbi Akiva holds, he understands Megadev to be Megadev, Megal. So then obviously I need a separate one to tell me the din of Megal. You can't learn that out from Avodah Zarah. But Alib and Rabbi Shmuel himself, who holds it's talking about Avodah Zarah, he's asking, okay, so what would I need three from? If that's all it's talking about, Lishitati. So it's time for the Nafshe. that he's asking on. So he holds that Megadim is Avodah Zarah. So what do I do with all three? V'chi shalosh olam olam yesh. Elav nichratan did means b'olam hazeh. Hi karet olam haba. And Rabbi Shmuel Shita all over is that whenever you have a double lashon, stibra torka lashon b'nei adam. So hi karet, hi karet. Stibra torka lashon b'nei adam. Tashma. Vayaz eik b'kol gadol al Hashem Elokeihem. My Amma. Omer of Yerubitim and Rubyanan. Vaya, vaya. Hainu da kriva leveite v'kayalei chola. V'gat linal tzadike v'linal yisro mi'arayu. V'adayinu merakit binan. There's nothing we can do about it anymore. Klumi avidin lana kabula v'agra. Lo iu binan v'lagra binan. Yeah, okay, but the bata davikome. Yatwa klata yubit anita bo rachme. Nafalo pitka mirakia. Davikadabe emet. Abre b'chanina shvamina. Chotomo shalakadosh baruchu. Emet. Nafak Guria the door of the big Kotche Akadoshim. Omalu Navan Israel, Haino Yitzun of Azara! Badi the Katapsi, Stamit Benitamine, Viozo Kale, Biarba, Mea Partim, Oi, Hechanave, Dilma Mishamaya Mirachami Ale. You wouldn't think so, huh? Omar Le Navi, don't worry about it. Shadio Beduri de Avra, Vikasio Ba Avra, the Shayef Kale, Tiktiva Yomer Zoltarisha, Vashlechot al Tokhaifa, Vashlechot Evan of Ferat Alpia. Weird, Zagim. Amra im tamod ayi sham yichol ya telech v'tavato chol avodazara shvola onda v'alchal chol avodazara v'kiven shigia lepor shalal komrin nu b'may avdim lezo amru lachlin tradin shoti shechar matriz v'vanam amra forget about it v'tav shetachzor ayi shalal chol ya v'lo tavod avodazara v'ka b'ratem beit Yisrael enon kein alitzpadim leba'al pa'or kitzabit patil. ואתם הדבקים בהשם אלוקיכם כשתי תמרות הדבוקות זו בזו. ומתנית התנא הנצמדים לו ועל פעור כצמיד על ידי אישה. ואתם הדבקים בהשם אלוקיכם is on the contrary, דבוקים ממש. תנא רבנו, מעשה בסבתא בנאלס שהזכיר חמורו לנוכרית אחת, כיוון שהגיע לפעור, אמר לו, אמתן עד שכנס ויצא. לאחר שיצא אמרה לו, אוקיי, אף את אמתיני עד שכנס ויצא, אמרו, ולא יהודי אתה? אמר לה, מה אכפת לך? נכנס פער בפניו, קינח בחותמו, והיו משרתי עבודה זרה מקלסים לו, מעולם לא היה אדם שעבד על הזו בכך. הפוער עצמו לבעל פוער, הרי זו עבודתו, אב אגב נמחייב נביזווה. אז זו רכב, נאמר כל איזו עבודתו, אב אגב נמחייב נמירגמי. ומנשה וקלסים לו ביתורתה, אמרו לו, אבל הזור היא דקוי אחר, שוקו פיס ושד הבא. אמר לה, וואה, עצו מרקוליס, אמר לה, עצו, אוקיי, אז זו רכב למרקוליס, עד השאל באמת, ראש אמר, זו רכב למרקוליס, אף אחד לא חייב למרקוליס, אמר לה, so shall I go now, אשכלה? אמר לה, no, that's even worse. אחד הנוטלה ואחד הנותנה חייב, כל אחד וכל הרווח לחבר את השווי. הנותן מזר למלך, אינו חייב עד שימצא למלך, ויעביר באש. מסע למלך ולא יעביר באש, העביר באש ולא מסע למלך, אינו חייב עד שימצא למלך ויעביר באש. קטני עבוד הזור, קטני מלך. Why? Omravani, obviously, it's on command Yom Malak Lava Vadazori. Titania Echad the Malak Echad the Shah of the Avadazra Kayab. Rebeloz Rabbi Shimon Omer Lamolakayab. Shalom Malak Patur. Omrabai, Rebeloz Rabbi Shimon of Kanina and Tingus and Ruda Varakat. Rebeloz Rabbi Shimon Adi Amora. Rebekanina and Tingus Tarim Kanina Tingus Omer. Mibne Mat of Sator Radashon Molak. I mean, it's Koshi Likwala, I'm a Philotsor, a Philokisem. Rova, my son, the same thing. Molakarai could be naive. Omrav Yanai, eno chayav, ad shimsereno lemeshortei avodah zarah, shenu mizarecha lo titein laavir lamolach. Tanya nami achi, yochol laavir velo masar yechayav, tamar lomer lo titein. Masar lamolach velo laavir yochol yechayav, tamar laavir. Masar laavir shelo lamolach yechayav, tamar lamolach. Masar laavir lamolach velo beish, yochol yechayav, nema kan laavir, nema lo nimatzi becha maavir b'na bita beish. Malan beish, kan beish, ma kan lamolach. אפלן המולך. אומר רבך ברד הרבה, העביר כל זרו פתור, שם מי זרחה, לא כל זרחה. בואי רבה שהעבירו סומה מהו, ישן מהו, בן בנו, בן ביתו מהו. Well, at least תפשוט מי יכולה. The Tanya Kimi Zaron Atan Lamalach Mat Amud Lomar. The Vishenemar Lo Yimatzim Chamavir Beno Bito Meish. Ein El Beno Bito. Ben Beno Ben Bito Minayin. Tamud Lomar Betito Mizaro. What? Tana Potach Bichizaro Mizaro. Vesolik Betito Mizaro. No, no, it's Joshua Chaitin. Zaro, in the other Zara Kosh, Zara Possibility, time and number, Betito Mizaro. I'm reviewed up. Eno Chaver Jimirano Derecha Avara Echidami, on Rabbi Shraga, the Livni Bemitze, Nurami Agisa, and Nurami Agisa. Rova, no, no, it's Kimashvarta, the Puria. Tanakabasi, the Rova, Eno Chaver Jimirano Derecha Avara, Eviro Beregel, Patur, Vino Chaver, Yotzei Rechoa Ketzat, Nobito Chayav, Ovi Mimo Echova Koto, Patur. Heavy rat small pot, Rebelez Bishima Chayev. Echo the Malachai, Sharvan is a Chayev, Rebelez Bishima Namran, only the Malachai, Shalom Malach pot, Arma Ula. My time to Rosa Bishima is Machayev al Atzman, Omar Akroli, let's say, Becha, Becha Matzmacha. And what Rabban and Lodar Shibacha? What's Nana Vedatova Vedat Aviv, Shaloko Devin, Marmina my time, Von Revier Omar Akro, Efes, Kilo Yevacha Avion, Shaloko Devin to Shokoladan. Yeah, that's from Efes. Omar Revier Bishima. Shalosh kritot ba'avodah zara lama. Achat kedarka, achat shalok kedarka, achat l'molach. L'man yom l'molach avodah zara, he's already included. So karet b'molach lama li, l'ma avyo b'no shalok kedarka, v'arodah avodah zara. L'man yom v'gadef avodah zara yi. So what's the point of writing karet b'magadef lama li? Kiritanya, hikaret b'lama zet, hikaret b'lama ba, de Rebbe Akiva. Alma alo Rebbe Yishmon, according to you, alo kvar nemar v'nichreta, that's of course because I hold Megadif is Avodah Zarah. You hold Megadif is Mekalas Hashem. It's not a problem.